Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Hello, listeners. It's nice to be talking to you on this fine morning. It's a nice morning here where I am. Sun is shining. I've got a nice cup of tea. Everything is good in Lapland. I'm also joined by James, my brother. Hello, James.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good. Weather report?
Slightly overrated. not really into that prog stuff.
You mean, I'm not talking about the jazz fusion group Weather Report. No, I mean, I literally want a report on the weather.
The weather here is clear, calm, and slightly clouded.
Okay.
Whatever that means. it's fine. It's quite a nice day. There's a bit of cloud in the sky. Looks good. Looks to be a good temperature.
Yes. Yeah, it's September. The weather should be nice. You're in London. I'm in Paris. And we're talking using the amazing thing called the internet. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah.
Listeners, hello. Now, if you've ever seen me on YouTube in a T-shirt with a magnificent Luke's English Podcast logo on the front of it, or if you've ever seen me drinking tea from a lovely looking mug with a magnificent Luke's English Podcast logo on that, or indeed if you've just seen the mug sitting on my shelf, or maybe you've seen me writing something down on my special Luke's English Podcast notepad, then you might be thinking, Luke, where can I get one of those Luke's English Podcast t-shirts? Where can I get one of those mugs? Where do I get one of those amazing pads? Or even, you might even ask yourself this question as well. You might think, how can I get one of my designs on some Luke's English Podcast merchandise? Well, your questions are finally being answered today because the Luke's English Podcast merchandise store is back open. I used to have one years ago, but it's back. And I'm launching a design competition as well to give you the chance to get your design on a Luke's English Podcast t-shirt and a special cash prize of £80. Let me just, I know that's a lot of information to deal with, isn't it, James? Right now at the beginning.
Yeah.
Let me just run that by you again. So point number one, the Luke's English Podcast merchandise store is now open, which means that you can buy t-shirts with a range of different designs on them, all done by James. You can buy t-shirts. You can also buy other stuff like mugs and pads and stickers and even wall art and various other things. I think even there are some face masks, surgical face masks, all sorts of things, all emblazoned with different Luke's English Podcast designs and things. So they're all available now. And I'm going to give you the details in this episode. And as well as that,
have you got that clip of the Ruttles that you want to insert now?
I knew that
Ruttles
would come.
Acne cream. You got the Ruttles.
Hold on. But this is a clip from, James is talking about a clip from the comedy film The Ruttles, which of course I've talked about so many times before on this podcast. And it's basically a scene where a merchandising deal is being done, where an American company is going to start producing and selling merchandise featuring pictures of The Ruttles. And yeah.
Who are the Beatles, really?
It's kind of like the Beatles. Anyway, all throughout this process of coming up with this merchandise and stuff, James and I have been just every time thinking about that scene and repeating the lines from the scene, especially, we want every girl in America to want to, what is it? Every girl in America is going to want to sleep with the Ruddles. So there you go. I think you can buy pillowcases like with a Luke's English Podcast logo on. So if you do want to sleep.
Can you buy Luke's English Podcast acne cream?
Acne cream, maybe. I don't know. Maybe anti-dandruff shampoo.
anything's possible these days.
A pillowcase with a picture of me on it so you can sleep with Luke from Luke's English Podcast. Although a lot of my listeners already do that when they listen. They just start listening and immediately they fall asleep. So they're all sleeping with me in a weird way.
We want every girl in China to be able to sleep with Luke Thompson.
Australia, Canada, Cleveland. The Ruttles were now worldwide successes. They'd rubbed shoulders with the great. Their pictures were everywhere. Their names endorsed 1,000 products, from T-shirts to garter belts to pillowcases. Leggy was besieged by merchandisers.
We felt every girl in America is going to want to sleep with a Ruttle. Yes, we have a complete line of Ruttle products all ready to go. The Ruttle T-shirt, the Ruttle plate, the Ruttle cup, the Ruttle acne cream, the Ruttle hair clips. All a complete line of Ruttle products, and all I need from you is just your word, and we're in business.
We're in business.
I like the way you work.
Okay, right. So, okay, you got it, listeners, right? The merch store is open, and as well as that, I am launching a special competition for all of those designers out there. And I think I've got quite a few of them listening to this podcast, the sorts of arty people who like to do designs and stuff. So I will give you the details of the competition. But basically, you could get your design on one of my T-shirts. And as well as that, if you're chosen, you will also win a cash prize of £80. I'm offering £80. It's like a proper competition, this is. So there you go. So it's worth your while.
Because originally you said you were going to do this competition and they'd win. They're going to win a T-shirt of theirs as well, aren't they?
Yeah, I'll send them one of the T-shirts. Yeah, true.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you were saying we could send them some shirts, and I was saying you should offer real cash because £80. It's not a huge amount of money, but it's also not nothing.
£80 is good, and in some
people
always
say you can't pay the bills with exposure because new designers are always offered. Well, you can do this for free, but think of the exposure. That's the cliche.
Yeah, this is. I mean, you're a designer, and you've been a designer. That's your job. That's your occupation. So you know all about this. But yeah, people will say to designers, "Oh yeah, yeah. Well, it you can do it for the exposure, meaning that you will be exposed to people. That people will see you and they'll see your work. But which this is what is said to designers as a way of just kind of almost exploiting them. Like designers are always expected to just give their work or do their work for free because it's going to lead to exposure. And like, great exposure, but I actually need money. Yeah, what was your quote again?
You can't pay the bills with exposure.
Right.
I mean, I've tried and I just got arrested.
I'm giving you quite a lot of exposure here, aren't I? But I'm not sure. I have paid you to, I have to say, just, you know, full disclosure, I have actually paid you for your work.
Holding cash, money.
Actual money. So, listeners, my brother James, as you may know, is a designer. He designed the Luke's English Podcast logo, the original logo, and he's the one who did all the design work to produce the various images which are available across a range of products. So James is joining me for this one. And we're going to talk about the merchandising store and just kind of tell you the basics of things you need to know as my dishwasher finishes its cycle and starts beeping. There you go. So, but we're also going to talk about each design one by one because, you know, some effort has gone into this. Some new images, new designs have been made. So we'll talk about each design one by one. I will give you a little tour of the store to make sure that you can use it properly. I'll give you the full details of the Luke's English Podcast design competition. And then we're going to kind of open things out to have a conversation about just merchandising and stories and other things relating to that. Okay. So the first thing in my list here on my Google Documents is actually number one, hello, James, thanks for the designs. So hello, James, thanks for the designs.
That's all right. You're welcome.
Are you happy with the way that they turned out? Have you actually seen any of the finished T-shirts?
I think they're still in development, but what I've seen so far, it looks good.
Yeah.
There's only one design I'm not fully happy with.
Oh?
I don't think I quite nailed it. The ninja one.
The Luke's English Podcast ninja design. That's the one that
proved to be very difficult.
It was very difficult. But I think the others are great.
I'll tell you why, because we always had the idea of the Ninja Tune logo. And I'm not going to rip off anything. The Ninja Tune logo is the kind of something we both had in our head as like a very good ninja graphic.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Ninja Tune.
So it's a British record label that used to make kind of trip hop type stuff, and now makes dance music, I guess, broadly speaking.
Ninja Tune. Yeah, and they used to have their logo was an amazing little design of a ninja throwing a record. The point is that Ninja Tune is a record label from the UK, and they used to make sort of instrumental hip hop, and we really liked their stuff, and their logo was really cool, and it was like a design of a ninja with headphones on throwing a record at you, and so yeah, that was always very distracting, that design, wasn't it?
Because it's so good, it's such a good design that I didn't want to try and copy it, and then I just ended up getting nowhere basically, because we tried lots of styles of ninja and none of them looked right. And
we're going to come back to talk about the ninja one later on when we get to the design competition. We're going to talk about every single design, but it's very early days yet, and only the first few sort of samples, the first few prints of t-shirts have come through, and I don't think you've actually got your hands on any yet, but some are coming. I've got one. I'm actually wearing one right now. It's very comfortable. I feel good. I feel like I can do anything with this t-shirt on. It's an amazing feeling. I mean, this is just the power that a Luke's English Podcast t-shirt can give you. And did you know this, James, that made-up statistics have suggested that wearing a Luke's English Podcast t-shirt while speaking actually improves your fluency and accuracy and your range of vocabulary and grammar by up to 67%. Did you know that?
Results may vary. ask staff for details. Read the small print.
Drinking tea with milk from a Luke's English Podcast cup can improve your English by up to 88%. It'll be 88% better.
And it'll improve the taste of the tea as well.
It will improve the taste of the tea. Everything will be just that extra bit better, basically. It's amazing, the effects of this merchandise.
Effects are fictional.
Listeners, I do feel like I need to say certain bits of information. I need to tell you some things about the store, okay? And then we're going to talk together, James, about each design. So the stores, listeners, in fact, now this is actually rather complicated. It was much more complicated than it should be, really. The thing is that my audience are all over the world, right? And I've got, you know, lots of listeners in Russia, China, Japan, South America, well, you know, all over the world in lots of places, Europe and the Arabic-speaking world and so many other areas. And so sort of doing a merchandise store is quite tricky because you've got to ship your stuff to all those different places. Now, there are companies online like the ones I've used that will kind of handle stuff like the printing of the designs on the t-shirts. They handle the billing, meaning, you know, the dealing with all the money and stuff like that. They handle the merchandising store website, almost everything really. You just send them your designs, you kind of put the designs together, make sure that they're the right size and everything on each t-shirt, choose which products you're going to sell, and kind of create your merchandising store. But the tricky thing with doing it globally is that it can be tricky to ship to every single country. And I actually found a website called TeePublic, which looks like a really good website for creating merchandise. It's perfect for Luke's English Podcast. They already have lots of other podcasters and stuff like that. But the thing about TeePublic is that they don't ship to China or Russia. And those countries are two of my biggest countries for the podcast. So I thought, oh no, what am I going to do? They don't ship to China or Russia. So I've had to open a second store, which is only for my Chinese and Russian listeners. So if you are Russian to get your hands on a Luke's English Podcast t-shirt, or if you're Chinese and you want one, I can't think of a joke for the Chinese listeners, I'm afraid. Then you can go to the other store. Okay, so two stores. All right, and this is hopefully how we will be able to reach pretty much the entire world. Although if you're in North Korea, I'm afraid you might be disappointed. So, all right, so Redbubble is the store for Russia and China. And I think you can remember that because of the red part, of course, right? Now, that's obviously a coincidence. But anyway, that's how you remember it. Red bubble for the red countries, traditionally, Russia and China. And for everyone else, it's Tee Public. Now, this should be clear when you go to my website. By the way, if you, what's the link, Luke, you might be saying? Just go to teacherluke.co.uk/merch. Merch is spelled M-E-R-C-H. teacherluke.co.uk/merch. And that's where you will find the links to the two stores. Okay, let me tell you about Tee Public first, which is the one for the whole world. When you go onto my merch store on Tee Public, instead of seeing t-shirts, you will actually see all the designs in front of you. And at this point, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe 10 designs or something there. Okay, so you don't see products, you just see designs. So what you should do is on the left side, it says filter by product, and then you kind of click those different products to be able to see the designs on the t-shirt. So if I click t-shirts, that's when we then see all the different t-shirt options, and there are lots of them. Okay, so that's one tip. Another tip is that on Tee Public, some of the t-shirts are double-sided, meaning that some things have prints on the front and on the back. Okay, they're double-sided. So watch out for that. Just, you know, be aware. Check to see if the t-shirts are double-sided or not. Okay, there's about three of them. The Premium Lepster t-shirt is double-sided. The Bye 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 t-shirts are double-sided. And the Nice One t-shirts are double-sided. So just pay attention to that. Also, check the different types of t-shirt on offer. So what I mean by that is that they sell these designs. You'll see a little drop-down menu that allows you to choose either classic t-shirt, a tri-blend t-shirt, which is a sort of extra soft material, a V-neck t-shirt, which is, you know, the collar is in a V-shape, a ringer t-shirt, which is basically where the collar has a different color to the rest of the t-shirt. So they have like ones with white collars or blue collars or red collars. That's the ringer t-shirt. Heavyweight t-shirt, the cotton is just heavier and thicker. And the eco t-shirt is pretty cool because the eco t-shirt is made from recycled plastic bottles and organic cotton. Okay, so that's pretty cool. So if you're kind of ecologically minded, you can get one of those. And they come in a range of different colors, as you can see. Female fit, male fit, different sizes. Okay, and that is pretty much it. Also, most of those designs on Tee Public are available as long sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts, mugs, baby clothes, and more. So it's not just t-shirts. I'm afraid when you order, because as I said before, because we are shipping around the world, I'm afraid there are delivery costs. You might want to check if Redbubble is less expensive, because Redbubble will send everywhere else. They send to Russia and China, but everywhere else too. And also, another thing to notice if you're shopping in the Tee Public store is that Tee Public has sale periods, periods where there are discounts. And in fact, there is one right now. A sale on Tee Public started on the 22nd of September, and it gives you how much percent? I think it's 10 to 20% off. I'm not sure because it's not a sale period right now, so I can't tell. But you get a fairly good discount if you buy during the sale period. And the sale period is on right now. It probably lasts about a month. So if you want to, you know, get that discount, then you want to get in there early and buy your t-shirts now, because in a few weeks they won't be, you know, they'll be more expensive. Okay, so that's Tee Public. Redbubble, as I said before, Redbubble seems to deliver everywhere, including Russia and China. So all my podcast listening comrades shouldn't be disappointed. On Redbubble, you'll see a range of t-shirt types with almost all the Luke's English Podcast designs on them, but not everything. Redbubble has fewer options, so I can't do double-sided t-shirts. So it's only the single-sided t-shirts that are available on there. You can also get some mugs and some tote bags, some stickers from Redbubble, but mostly it's t-shirts. The Redbubble store, unfortunately, as I said, it doesn't do double-sided t-shirts, so those options aren't available. But basically, get stuck in there and find something that you like. You have lots of color options with both stores. One thing to notice is that Redbubble doesn't filter out dark colors. So if you're buying a t-shirt with dark text on it, you should probably choose a light background. For example, if you buy the Luke's English Podcast Ninja t-shirt, watch out, don't choose a black one, because the writing will be almost impossible to see. So if you're choosing a black design, have a lighter background. That's the Redbubble ones. Anyway, I'll let you check them out. Okay, you can just go and browse the stores and have a look. Teacherluke.co.uk/merch and just have a look at the options there and see what takes your fancy. And I am open to feedback, because I have got some control over the way that the designs are presented on the t-shirts. So if you have any feedback for me, let me know. Any changes that you'd like to make to the store, I will see what I can do. I'm not promising I'll do everything, but I can see what I can do. And if you have any other design ideas or suggestions for things you would like to see in the store, or any changes you'd like to make, just let me know. Just email me, luketeacher@hotmail.com. Okay? All right. So remember, I am running a competition in this episode, and it's a competition for designers. So if you would like to get your design on one of my t-shirts, this competition is for you. Again, more details later. James, are you still there?
Yeah, that was some hard selling.
Really? That wasn't very hard selling. You can sell harder than that.
It sounded like one of those American religious adverts. You know, just hand over your life savings and we will send you the 12 books of, you know, blah, 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 and your life will be better. Cure this man of his sickness, etc.
You mean I sound like some sort of charlatan snake oil salesman from the United States?
Yeah, sorry.
Well, sir, you got a terrible stain in that t-shirt. What you need is Luke's English Podcast Miracle Cure. The miracle cure that fixes everything. It fixes... Have you seen that film, The Outlaw Josie Wales, Clint Eastwood movie?
Yeah, there's a guy selling stuff, a bottle of stuff, isn't there?
That's right. There's a guy selling a bottle of stuff which apparently fixes everything. He's like, good for this, good for that, good for whatever, good for... And Clint Eastwood goes and spits some chewing tobacco
juice
on the guy's jacket lapel. He goes like that, and he goes, how does it work on stains?
Nice.
You're a young friend, can use some help. This is it, $1 a bottle. It works wonders on wounds.
Works wonders on just about everything, huh?
It can do most anything.
And by the way, Luke's English Podcast t-shirts, the stains are removed very easily from the t-shirts. You know, just if you just use the correct washing cycle, these t-shirts should maintain their size and shape effectively as long as you follow the guidelines on the label. These are decent t-shirts.
You're saying they do come up a bit big, were you saying?
Well, I don't know. You see,
Things are, I haven't compared them. There's no sort of universal sizing for t-shirts, is there? So I find like your high street kind of fashion t-shirts, an extra large will be a lot smaller than, say, a skate or surf t-shirt of the same size. And even within that, like some skate companies, their t-shirts are huge. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what I'm saying, well, there's no universal sizing, is there?
What I can say is this, that I bought 4 t-shirts on Redbubble. I actually bought some from Redbubble. And they seem a bit large, so I chose the large size because that's what I wear these days. But they do seem a little bit large. I feel like Redbubble seems a bit big. But, you know, the t-shirts might reduce slightly in the wash. But I would just say Redbubble's t-shirts are pretty big. If you're Japanese and, you know, you could probably buy a size under. Check the websites. Both of the merch stores should have information about what the sizes mean. So you can at least work out what size you are based on their measurements.
I'd like to try them for myself because I'm an extra large, but I like mine quite baggy.
Mm-hmm.
But not stupidly baggy. So, yeah, I haven't even had a sample yet, but when I do, I'll report back.
There is one on its way to you, by the way. I ordered one.
Wicked.
So check the measurements which are written on each website. But I would say Redbubble is a little big. TeePublic is a bit more sort of slightly less big. And the t-shirt shouldn't shrink too much in the wash. But as with most t-shirts, it does happen a little bit over time. So that's something to consider. Now, James, shall we talk about the different designs then? The different t-shirts that are available. So TeePublic was the website that we started with, and that's got everything on it. So we'll talk about the things on TeePublic. So what you can get on TeePublic is the standard, the classic Luke's English Podcast logo, quite large in the middle of the t-shirt. That's the same t-shirt that I wore on YouTube Live a few months ago. So that's the classic Luke's English Podcast big logo t-shirt.
That logo was designed many years ago, wasn't it? And quite quickly.
It was designed in April 2009. We sat down at the kitchen table at my parents' place with a few ideas in our heads. And about an hour later, we had the finished logo.
Okay.
And, that's good to know. And it's
classic Helvetica bold, classic / timeless / fucking lazy.
The font, Helvetica bold. Yeah, I'm stuck with that. I'm stuck with that font now forever, aren't I?
It's pretty classic. It doesn't really ever go out of fashion too much, and it's quite simple. I mean, even the Beastie Boys use that in their book. They use black, I think, Helvetica black, but you can't go wrong with Helvetica. Those Swiss guys.
Helvetica, yeah. So the word
although
font
some people
there,
see it as very, very lazy.
Yeah, well, it's not as bad as Comic Sans MS, which is obviously the worst. Puke. So yeah, we're talking about fonts, ladies and gents. Fonts are obviously different types of typeface or different types of lettering design. And the font that was originally used on the Luke's English Podcast logo is Helvetica Bold, which, as James said, it's a classic, it's timeless, but it's also potentially a little bit like lazy. Everyone's used Helvetica in the past, but it's solid, I would say. But yeah, since that's the font that I've used for the logo, I kind of have to use it for everything now. So anyway, you've got a big Luke's English Podcast logo t-shirt, and also the same t-shirt, but with a smaller Luke's English Podcast just over the breast pocket. There's no pocket on the t-shirt, but the logo just goes where the breast pocket would go. So a smaller logo over the left breast pocket. And those are available in, all sorts of different colors and types and things like that. And then we've got... Do I have two Luke's English Podcast Ninja t-shirts? I do. There are two Luke's English Podcast Ninja t-shirts. The first one, it just says Luke's English Podcast Ninja. That's it. It just says in writing, Luke's English Podcast, and then in red, Ninja writing, Ninja. So Luke's English Podcast, Ninja.
As soon as you wear that t-shirt, you're not a ninja anymore, though, are you? Because you're declaring yourself.
I suppose so.
Which means... you're no longer a ninja.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit of a paradox.
You have to wear it inside out, wear it underneath some other clothing. So you'll be declaring it, but actually no one will know you're wearing the t-shirt. That's more ninja-like.
Yeah, you have to wear it underneath other clothes so no one can actually see it. Or you just wear it in bed or indoors and,
Yeah, you know you're a ninja, but no one else does. And if the postman comes, you have to cover up that design.
Right.
Otherwise, you'll know you're a ninja, therefore voiding your ninja-ness.
Hello, listeners. Actually, I've just realised what you could do if you want to be the ultimate Luke's English Podcast Ninja. What you could do is go to Redbubble and order the Luke's English Podcast Ninja t-shirt, which has got black print, but order it on a black t-shirt. Then you'll be the ultimate Luke's English Podcast Ninja, because although you'll be wearing the t-shirt, no one will be able to notice unless they take a really good look. It'll probably just say the word ninja in red, and then there'll be some vague sort of dark parts that if you look in the right light, you can say, oh, it's a ninja. It's a Luke. You're a Luke's English Podcast Ninja. I've got one. I've caught one. If you want to keep a low profile, you could order one on a dark t-shirt, maybe a charcoal grey. It would look quite good. Maybe a dark grey with the black Luke's English Podcast Ninja design on it. That actually could look pretty good and fairly understated. Anyway, I'm excited. I'm excited to have t-shirts available again after a long time. Let's get back to the conversation. Yeah, but I mean, the thing is that, you know, you shouldn't be a ninja. I'm always trying to encourage my listeners not to be ninjas.
To come out of the shadows.
Buying one of these t-shirts might be a good way to do it. So there's the simple LEP ninja t-shirt, just with the writing on it. But then, we tried and tried and tried again to come up with different LEP ninja actual pictures. And what we've sort of settled on in the end is the head of a Luke's English Podcast ninja with headphones on, in the ninja clothing, and just kind of like, we imagine this ninja is kind of like maybe hiding in the shadows listening to the podcast.
That's the one I may have to redo. It may even be updated by the time this comes out, but
maybe. I like it. I like the eyes. Sketchy, I think the though. Eyes look
it's
good.
It's kind of sketchy, though, isn't it? It looks like it was doodled in 2 minutes, which it was. But that's my style, Geith.
It does look a bit sketchy. But, you know, the listeners can let us know what they think. And if we've got designers out there who would like to, you know, try doing a Luke's English Podcast Ninja for a t-shirt, then please be my guest.
Any really good illustrators out there that use digital... It doesn't have to be digital. You could take a photo of a real collage or a painting or something. But, I was thinking someone who uses Illustrator as their medium may want to render a nice kind of slightly anime-looking ninja coming out of the shadows listening to a podcast.
Yeah.
Which isn't really my style. I'm not really one for, you know, really detailed, fine illustration. I'm more of your loose and... and hand-drawn sort of rough looking stuff, which if you know, it can look all right.
Yeah, definitely. But sometimes that style, yeah, I mean, drawing a ninja secretly listening to a podcast in the shadows is actually quite difficult. There are probably people out there who are able to do it. So, you know, feel free to give it a try if you want to.
You could even use 3D software. I mean, I'm sure there's a few 3D people out there that know what they're doing. I mean, the good thing with these things, they're printed digitally. So these t-shirts don't have to be the old-fashioned screen print, which would be a different color for each, a different layer of print for each color. Mm. They're printed in one go digitally from a PNG or something. So it means you can use photos, you can use quite complex colors, and not worry about the screen printing process of old. That's for the print guys out there.
For the people who know about printing stuff, it's very simple printing with this company. And they'll just print anything pretty much. So we've got the two Luke's English Podcast logo t-shirts. There's two Luke's English Podcast Ninja t-shirts. Then we've got the buy t-shirts. There's two of them. And basically... the ones with buy, they just have the words buy written on the back of the t-shirt, getting smaller. So it's as if you're walking away from someone. As you're walking away from them, you're going buy, just like at the end of one of my episodes. That's cool, isn't it? So it's got buy written on the back. And then on the front, it's just got the standard Luke's English Podcast logo with the pocket design. Right, the logo on the pocket. And by the way, when I say the pocket design, it doesn't mean that the design itself has a pocket in it. It just means that it's just a logo where a breast pocket would be. So it's in the top left-hand corner of the t-shirt, just a square Luke's English Podcast logo. And if you, I mean, at this stage, you can't buy the large logo on the front with buy written on the back. You can't buy that. That's not an option. It's just the little logo in the corner with buy written on the back. But if you really desperately need a one with a large logo and buy, let me know and I might be able to add that into the store. Okay, so premium listeners, premium Lepsters, hello there. So let me tell you about your t-shirt. So the premium Lepster t-shirt has a design on the front which goes over the left breast pocket area as well. And it's a gold silhouette of me. Seems weird to talk about myself like that, but it's a gold silhouette of me. A silhouette is a black outline of someone, like a shadow. And you can see on the Luke's English Podcast logo in the, what is it, top right-hand corner, there's a silhouette of me, of my head, but from a photo taken in 2009, that day when we sat down at the kitchen table. James took a photo of me, turned it into a silhouette, put it on the logo. So the Premium Lepster t-shirt's got a gold silhouette with the words Premium Lepster underneath it. And then on the back, there is a gold outline of my head, which is obviously what every premium listener wants. But it looks nice because it's kind of gold and it's like gold outline. It looks pretty classy and it looks very good on the asphalt color t-shirts and the maroon color t-shirt as well. It looks really good on a maroon background. It looks great against a maroon background, also a dark green background. It's very nice. And that's a double-sided T-shirt. That's a double-sided T-shirt, folks. Okay?
That's a
serious
like,
premium listener.
Did that to look like a beer logo, basically.
Like a beer logo?
Yeah, it looks like some sort of imported lager.
Yeah. I hadn't thought of it like that. But yeah, it does look like a premium imported lager. Called Premium Lepster. I'll have a pint of Premium Lepster, please.
Yeah, ooh, pushing the boat out. It's like when you get Budvar in the pub and you go, how much is the Budvar? Oh, £6.80. Yeah, I'll have a pint of that. Yeah.
It's like, here are the beers we've got. We've got just a standard Carling. We've got Stella Artois and we've got the Premium Lepster. That's our guest beer this week.
It's 7.2%. No, it wouldn't be 7.2%. It would be 5.2%.
A solid 5.2%. Yeah. Strong, but not too strong. Okay. So that's the Premium Lepster t-shirt. Yeah.
Yes. That's got your head on the back, hasn't it?
Outline of my head on the back, the silhouette of my profile on the back. And then, okay, let's move on to the next design. The next design is called the LEP Stripes logo t-shirt. And essentially, it's kind of like a remixed. It's like a remixed Luke's English Podcast logo. So you've got the words saying Luke's English Podcast, but you've given them a drop shadow. What's drop shadow?
It's not quite a drop shadow, but I don't know what it. I think it's a kind of a drop shadow. It's a shadow behind something at 45. I can't describe it at a 45-degree angle.
You're right. It's not really drop shadow. It's something else. So basically, the Luke's English Podcast letters look 3D. They're kind of sticking out.
There is a word for
3D.
It. I can't remember what it is now. Sorry, I'm not.
Can't remember what the word is. Okay.
I'm not really normally client facing. You know what I mean? I'm normally the guy in the back room doing the stuff, and then you get a project manager, client facing. Yeah.
Client facing. So you kind of have to talk in that kind of sales type way. You're a kind of grumpy git in the back of the office doing actual work.
Yeah, not normally allowed to talk to clients because they, you know, they go, well, it's something like, I don't know what it's called, really. It's sort of a drop shadow and sort of not, and it's like blue. They go, yeah, don't let him talk to the clients anymore.
I mean, I'm taking a risk even letting you on this episode of the podcast. God knows what you're going to say.
I'm only going to say nice things. One thing I do have to say, I need to actually use the lavatory. So if you can just carry on for 5 minutes and I might make it.
Yeah, you go ahead. Go
Is
ahead.
That
well, just, well, don't be gone for too long. You're going to make yourself a cup of tea. You'll be ages.
No, I won't. I'm going to keep boil the tea bags in place. Just bear
do what you're going to do. You're going to do what you're going to do. I'll keep going. So the next t-shirt, listeners, is the Luke's English Podcast Stripes logo t-shirt. So, it kind of goes along the top of the t-shirt. So it goes all the way across. So it's four horizontal lines, the design, four horizontal lines quite neatly gathered together. And then at one end of those lines, you've got this Luke's English Podcast Luke's English Podcast logo, which looks kind of 3D. It's sort of popping out. It's a cool design. It looks a bit like a skate logo or a, like a sort of skater's t-shirt or something like that. And it's a sort of navy blue in color. Okay. And that looks really good on that sort of heathered gray t-shirt material. It looks really good on that. It looks really good on light blue and lots of other colors as well. So check that one out. That's the Luke's English Podcast Stripes logo t-shirt. Another one is the LEP. Well, I've called it the LEP Drop Shadow t-shirt. And that is the same thing as before, but without the stripes. And the logo is in a nice sort of, what's the word for it?
Gradient.
So, gradient of colour, going from a sort of pinkish red all the way through to a sort of yellowy orange. And that looks really, really cool. So it's just a kind of remixed Luke's English Podcast logo. And I like them so much that I've been considering changing the Luke's English Podcast logo, replacing it with something fresher like this. But we'll see. I mean, that's a big move, changing the logo of the podcast.
The stripes one, I wanted it to look a bit like kind of sportswear. And there's also possibly a Beastie Boys influence or a Santa Cruz used to do the Dot t-shirt, Santa Cruz Dots, which were a type of wheel. And they had two stripes and a little logo.
Yeah, it's definitely got a kind of 90s skateboarding kind of vibe to it. Definitely. Okay, so that's the stripey logo one, the drop shadow logo one, and then the third logo one I've got. And this is, James was starting to get a little creatively expressive here. And so the next logo I want to talk to you about is called the LEP UK Mod Logo T-shirt. Now, listeners, if you know what the Mod Target logo is, back in the 60s, there was like a fashion movement in the UK, which people call Mod. I did an episode about it with Ian Moore, if you're interested in listening. And it's a clothing movement, which involved dressing in a certain way. And as well as that, there were these pop art designs that were appearing on people's clothing. And the famous design, which has been associated with the sort of London fashion scene and the mod fashion movement, is the Target. And it's basically, imagine a blue circle with a white circle inside and a red circle inside that. And it's used by, what's the company that you, Ben Sherman. Ben Sherman used that logo. They have t-shirts with that Target on, and other companies. It's a kind of an iconic mod classic 60s design. The blue Target with a white circle and a red circle in the middle. And James has kind of done something based on that. So he's taken, again, my silhouette, my profile, sort of my head from the side, but silhouetted. And he's done a mod logo with that. So it's my blue head and then a white head of me on the inside of that, and then a red version of me on the inside of that too. And it looks like the Mod Target, but it's actually my silhouette. And the result is pretty cool. It looks a bit like a mod logo, but it's someone's head. So that's there. And it also says Luke's English Podcast in little letters next to it. So that's a very cool design. I'm sure that you know, you'd be happy to be seen walking around with that cool design on it. All three of those are available with the logo. Yeah, it's all right. You're back. You made your tea.
Yeah, I dropped out for a second there, but you didn't even notice.
No, it's okay. We carried on. Okay. So those all three logos in the over the breast pocket. There. Okay. Now we're going to get a little deeper into things. By the way, James, do you remember couple of times we sat down to think of ideas, and we thought of loads and loads and loads and loads of different ideas. You've only actually made something like 25% of the different ideas that we had for t-shirt designs. So yeah, there could be others coming, depending on how well the store does. There might be other designs on their way, right?
I can't remember what other ideas did we have that we didn't do. They're a bit sillier ones, weren't they?
You know what? Can I just finish talking about the designs that we do have, and then I'll talk about some of the designs we were thinking of, which will link into the design competition maybe, because, you know, maybe it'll give people inspiration. So the next design I want to talk about is the Rick Thompson Report. So yes, the Rick Thompson Report has a t-shirt, and this one, we wanted it to look like a sort of old, I guess, 1980s sort of generic BBC News logo, basically.
Without giving too James? Much away. It's quite heavily inspired by that. When you say inspired, it means you haven't ripped something off. You've just taken inspiration from it. So I prefer to say inspired. Some people would say ripped off. but inspired sounds much better.
What about the design of it then?
It's inspired. I mean, it's inspired by the old BBC logo. should we not say that? It's heavily inspired by a certain late 80s, early 90s BBC ident branding logo for the 9 o'clock news.
Specifically, BBC News. It's all right. It's not the same. It's inspired by it.
It's inspired by it.
It's what looks like, it's a very kind of 1980s style design, a retro news logo. And it's got what looks like a globe, but made up of horizontal blue lines. And then it says the Rick Thompson Report. And then it simply says Luke's English Podcast. So you have to see it to know, but it's got a retro 80s design. And I think it's brilliant.
We should have written press on the back. We should do another one with press on the back.
Yeah, press meaning like journalist.
Which is just a complete lie. So you could go around, events with that on your T-shirt and people would let you through places you're not supposed to go.
But anyway, there's the Rick Thompson Report. It's great.
Dad was convinced no one in the world would ever buy one of those. So if you want to prove him wrong, buy one and send him a picture of you wearing it.
I think it's going to be a popular T-shirt. I really do. But Dad always says that. Even when he's been on the podcast, he's like, well, I'll be amazed if anyone actually listens to that and everyone's going to be asleep. He doesn't realize that people actually enjoy listening to him.
Everyone's going to be asleep. Well, he really enunciates everything. It's good. He's a very good speaker. Yeah. Reminds me a bit of Tim Wannacott.
Who's Tim Wannacott?
He's the guy that got... Wannacott. He's a presenter that used to do an antiques program, and he just does the voiceover now because apparently he was allegedly quite mean to the staff and used to shout at people and make them cry. So he's He's now just the voiceover man, but he's got a way of enunciating everything perfectly in that kind of BBC-ish sort of jovial kind of. And now we go over to Doncaster. The little slight pause, before you enunciate a word that may be potentially hard to understand. You pause. You go, a corg, microcorg, an electric guitar.
Because he's having to present this program to probably old people, lots of old people watching it during the day. So he says, and today we're going to look at this refrigerator.
Yeah,
maybe I should let me just talk like that for a while. I'm going to talk about the other t-shirts in that way. So now on Luke's English Podcast, we're going to look at some other designs of t-shirts that we've made. It's that sort of everything says like this. It's a bit like the news voice, but it's a lot more friendly and a bit more informal.
He'll occasionally do a little chuckle. I don't think so, Charlie, and we move on.
Yeah. And that's a good moment for us to move on to the next design.
Yeah, that's it. That's the voice.
So this one, I don't know. I feel like you were quite keen to do this one, but it does fit in with the podcast thing. So it just, this one, the last one, there's actually three different versions of this, but it's the nice one t-shirt, because this is sort of a catchphrase for Luke's English Podcast, isn't it? Nice one. Especially when you meet somebody famous. When you meet someone famous, what's the most appropriate thing to say? And we've decided that the thing to say is that you stick your thumb out and you go, nice one. Where did that story originate? Do you remember?
It originated from our friend Matt, who saw Tony Iommi, the legendary heavy rock guitarist from Black Sabbath, in WH Smith, and went, excuse me, are you Tony Iommi? And Tony Iommi went, yeah. Matt was like, suddenly thought, shit, what am I going to say? I mean, I love Tony Iommi. What do I do now? And he just said, just stuck his thumb out, went, nice one.
Which, is perfect. The perfect thing to say. Excuse me, are you, whoever? Are you Paul McCartney? Yeah, I am actually. Yeah. Nice one. See you later. Have a good day. There you go. So if you want to express that sentiment, listeners, to the world, then buy one of these nice one t-shirts. And what you'll get is a circle. Yeah, do you want to describe it?
Well, there was some. It's just a chunky cartoon like hand with a thumbs up and a retro nice one Luke's English Podcast text. But we went through a lot of versions of that hand, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for a while we thought, hey, let's use Luke's actual forearm and thumb, and it'll be his hand on the T-shirt. Brilliant. So I took a photo of it, photoshopped it in or illustratorized it in, and it just looked weird, yeah. Didn't it? It just looked like this big, veiny, muscular hand that was about to punch you in the face or something. And the more you look at a thumb, the longer you look at a thumb, the weirder they get, I'm telling you. When you've been working
thumbs
on a design,
are very, very weird things. Well,
look at a hand with a thumb sticking up on a T-shirt. It just looks a bit odd after a while. So we went with a cartoon-style thumb and hand.
Some people, when they look at the design, they might think, is that Mickey Mouse's hand?
I think you shouldn't mention that.
And the answer is, I shouldn't.
I don't know. I mean, what? It isn't his hand, but there's this whole debate about whether a cartoony white glove just makes you think of a certain popular cartoon character, or whether it's a universal thing. Mm. And a lot of people said,
I think it's universal.
It reminds me so much of that famous cartoon character that I can't see it as anything else. And my argument was it's used a lot now, and it always was, by any kind of cartoon character, not a specific one. And that it's basically universal and not something you need to associate with just one character, but it's just a style. And there's a lot of trendy T-shirts that use that style now.
It's a kind of 1940s kind of style, isn't it?
Yeah,
of generic cartoon hand from the 40s that for some reason cartoon characters like Mickey Mouse or even characters from the Warner Brothers, studios or whatever, that they would often have white gloves on. I don't know why.
Apparently it's because the quality wasn't always brilliant of cartoons, and it helps differentiate and animate where the hand is rather than if it was just a black hand, like their bodies are black, it wouldn't stand out so much. You wouldn't be able to, it wouldn't be so expressive. So apparently it's designed to highlight the hands in a sort of low resolution medium.
Right. I see. Clever that. So, yeah, you see that gloved hand, that white gloved hand with three fingers and a thumb. You see that on lots and lots and lots of different characters, and it's very kind of standard cartoon style. So that's what we've gone for. It's the thumb going, sticking its thumb up in a circle, and it goes, as you said, in retro font. It says, nice one, and then it says Luke's English Podcast underneath. And the ones that are available are, let's see, we have that design with white text on a dark background, so various different dark colors. We've got it with black text on a light background, so various different light colors, you know, all your different whites and yellows and light blues and all that sort of stuff. And then again, the same design but with burgundy text, which works well on a light background.
That's the one I want. I want the burgundy and cream. Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
That's the one you want. I've ordered it already for you, actually. I've ordered burgundy design on a cream T-shirt. Yes, that is what is on its way to you. And that's pretty much it in terms of the designs that we've got to at the moment. I should also mention the Redbubble website. So almost all those T-shirt designs are available on Redbubble as well, but not double-sided. We've got the mod logo. We've got the classic Luke's English Podcast logo T-shirts, the Rick Thompson Report, the LEP Ninjas, the Stripes logo and the Drop Shadow logo. They're all available on Redbubble as well. And, you know, there are tons and tons of other things too, listeners, as well, right? So we've got all those T-shirts, but we've got stuff like stickers, magnets, badges that you can wear, tote bags, notebooks, art, masks, kids' clothes, including kids' T-shirts and even onesies for babies. All of the T-shirts are obviously available for girls as well. There are sweatshirts, long-sleeve T-shirts, tank tops, and all sorts of other things too. So have a look at both of the stores, okay? teacherluke.co.uk/merch.
I fancy a Stripes mug.
A Stripes mug? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do. I've got to be honest.
It looks good. All of the all of these designs are all available on mugs as well. And yeah, they do make tea taste even better. It's amazing. So let's talk about the design competition, okay? The Luke's English Podcast design competition. So basically the winner of this competition will get their design in the Luke's English Podcast merch store, which means it will be available on T-shirts and other products. Here are the instructions for this competition, okay? So calling all designers in Lapland, I want you to send me a design for a T-shirt. It should be something connected to Luke's English Podcast, something that Lepsters could wear on a T-shirt. I will let you decide what to do and how to do it. But no copyright infringement, please. Don't use other people's images or designs. You can only use your own designs. And you also have to make sure that you comply with my specifications. So in terms of the specifications, you need to send me a high-resolution, transparent PNG file at least 150 DPI. Now, I don't know what DPI means, James.
Dots per inch.
Dots per inch, okay. Another way of saying it would be I want minimum dimensions in your image, your transparent image. I want minimum dimensions of at least 1,500 pixels by 1,995 pixels.
And that's an RGB image, isn't it?
An RGB image, color image, yeah.
Well, RGB is a screen. Normally for print would be CMYK, but in this case, because it's a digital print, they want it RGB. And if anything, I'll just quickly say, if you're gonna design it, start with a bigger image than that. Start with, sort of say, A4 at 300 DPI. I'm talking CMYK here, but double low specs when you start work, because you can always scale it down, no problem, but scaling it up, you can't do. So make it bigger than you think is what I'm going to say. Don't start with a tiny image and then go, oh, how do I scale it up to 1,500 pixels? Just start with a big image.
Yeah. 300 DPI is a good starting point, and then you can scale it down from there. Okay. Is that it in terms of the rules? No, there are other things. So what else? Okay, so comply with my specifications. Send your designs to podcastcomp@gmail.com, the usual competition email address, podcastcomp@gmail.com. You've got 1 month from the launch of the stores. So basically, you've got until the 22nd of October. Okay? You've got until the 22nd of October to send me your designs.
Then you have to say the judge's decision is final and we will choose the designs.
Normally in these sorts of competitions, I get like too many things, too many entries, and it's all difficult. Hopefully this is going to filter things down a bit, narrow it down. So I wonder how many designs I'm actually going to receive. But, I'm serious about this. I'm looking for good designs. So if you think you can come up with something decent, go for it. A selection of the designs, we're going to choose the ones that we think are appropriate to be put forward into the competition. I don't want to say all the designs because, someone's going to send me something ridiculous. So most of the designs or the chosen designs will be displayed on my website. And listeners, you will be able to see them and comment on them and give your recommendations for which one you think is the best one. But ultimately, James and I are the judges for this. We have the final say. We make the final decision. But feel free to try to convince us in the comments section. If you like a particular design, tell us why you like it and try and convince James. Try and convince the judges to choose that design if you want. But our decision is the final decision. I've said that we're going to choose one winner. We have the option if we want to choose more than one, if we want to. The prize is to be featured in the merchandising store on various products, but also I will send you an £80 cash prize. I'm just going to send you 80 quid because I want to do this properly, and I will send you a T-shirt or mug or something of your choice with your design on it. Okay? So even if you're not chosen...
That's just for the winner.
That's just for the winner. Or winners, if we choose more than one. Even if you're not chosen, we still might discuss your image and present it. Designs will be displayed and discussed, but only the winner will take the cash and the glory. I might choose one, we might choose more, but any winners will be featured on merch and will be sent. £80. Woo!
That's like a decent wedge, really. If you spend 3 hours, £20 an hour, that's pretty good. If you spend 1 hour, that's £80 for an hour's worth. If you win. I mean, you might not. You probably won't, but, you know.
Some people in some countries, will. £80 will be quite a lot.
Yeah, it depends on your exchange rate. But, yeah. And how are you going to send it? PayPal?
I'll send it through a bank transfer of some kind, international bank transfer. I'll find a way.
Okay. And we will discuss the ideas. Is that right? In a future?
Yeah. We will. In a later episode, we will discuss the different designs that have been sent. So, yes. But you've got a month. You've got until the 22nd of October to send the designs. After that, we'll collect them all together. We'll discuss them, present them. Give you a chance to talk, to comment on them, and then we'll choose.
And I think,
and then the t-shirts will be made available.
If anyone can come up with a better ninja than me, it wouldn't be difficult. But
we are kind of looking for a good LEP ninja design, aren't we?
But not exclusively. If you don't think that's your cup of tea, then anything interesting will be good. But if you're stuck for ideas, the ninja, I feel I didn't really get it right. So if anyone wants to have a go, there's a ninja-shaped hole in the collection at the moment.
A little bit. And remember, your image could be, it could be a small kind of logo, which could go in the top left-hand corner of the T-shirt, or it could be a larger image that could take up the entire, you know, main part of the T-shirt. That is up to you. But any ideas? Yes. So it could be a ninja. Just think of any catchphrases that I sometimes use, things I often say on the podcast, just things that you think of when listening to Luke's English podcast. Frogs, you know, dissecting the frog. We don't have one of those T-shirts. So you could, if you want, you could try and do something about me dissecting a frog when I explain jokes. But I'll leave it up to you. We mentioned some of the other ideas that we haven't done yet. Can I just briefly mention them?
Yeah, go on.
Shall I do that?
I mean, greetings from Lapland was going to be one of them, wasn't it?
There's a few of them. So, yeah, one of them was we wanted greetings from Lapland or something like that. I wanted a globe or something with the map of the world. And I wanted something like greetings from Lapland on it. I wanted something about rambling. So I wanted something like Luke's Rambling. What was it going to be? Luke's Rambling Society or Luke's Rambling Club or something.
Yeah, something like that.
But with a logo that looks a bit like an outdoor kind of hiking club.
Yeah, you know? I may still do that one if no one else does. But yeah, we're just chucking these out there. You can have these for free, these ideas.
Yeah, let me just check quickly some of the other ideas that I noted.
You could do Lep FC, like a football club badge for Luke's English Podcast FC.
That's another idea that we had that we wanted to do. LEPFC, Luke's English Podcast Football Club. Exactly. Here are some others. Right, so we've got explaining a joke is like dissecting a frog. We want English Robot 3000. I am English Robot 3000. We could have the Jill's Book Club as well, James. We need to do one for Jill's Book Club. Luke's Rambling Association, which would look like one of those national parks, American national parks posters or something. Even something like Drive Time on Luke's English Podcast. You're listening to Drive Time on Luke's English Podcast. We thought we could do something with a car because a lot of people listen while they're driving. Luke's English Breakfast Tea, so a cup of tea with the Luke's English Podcast logo on it. Luke's English Podcast is simply sensational. There's no other word for it. Citizen of Lapland or Greetings from Lapland. And that's it really as far as other design ideas, but we've got some other things in the pipeline. Anyway, in terms of the design competition, it's completely up to you. You've got until the 22nd of October. Send me an image. We suggest about 300 DPI, and on a transparent background, Send me the image. We will choose one, and that winner will be featured and will receive the amazing cash prize of £80. So there you go, the LEP design competition. Okay, James. So what do you reckon? Do you think we've covered most of the things we needed to cover?
Yeah, too much. I feel like there's not been enough entertainment and sort of banter in this episode. It's just mainly been...
Does it feel a bit sales-oriented?
A little bit.
The whole thing's been like a hard sales... Like
just, it's a bit like in Glengarry Glen Ross, where he just wears the couple down until they finally give in and sign. Then he finds out at the end that they're actually useless, and that those two-bit sons of bitches haven't got a penny to rub together. They'll sign anything.
So, James,
I'm going off on a tangent about Glengarry Glen Ross. Great film, though.
Going off on a tangent about a film called Glengarry Glen Ross. Amazing film with a great cast: Al Pacino, Alec Baldwin, Jack Lemmon, and it's about
one of the
salesmen.
Films with an all male cast.
Yeah, that's right. Kevin Spacey's
it's about
in it.
Salesmen, and they're kind of trying to get their bonuses and trying to beat the sort of the unemployment line, and as it goes on, you realize they're just complete shysters as well. Like, they're selling crap, you know, really bad real estate and stuff. And they're just complete liars, manipulators, desperate men. It's really good.
It's a great, great film with a great script and great performances. Yeah. In fact, there's a scene in that, a speech from that, which I'd very much like to do in an episode of the podcast. The one where he's talking about closing sales and stuff. It's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it was a bit sales heavy. It felt like a big sales campaign. But, you know, that's all right. I think that I just needed to tell people about the T-shirts and stuff like that so other people know what's going on. What do you think? I mean, is T-shirt design interesting? Do you think, do you think it's an interesting topic?
No. I think it's an interesting topic for me. I think some people find it interesting, some people don't. I mean, good design sort of doesn't necessarily alert you to its presence. Good design just enables things to work, and, you know.
Good design just sort of doesn't look wrong. It just kind of fits in, doesn't it?
Yeah. But what were we going to talk about? Some T-shirts and stuff.
Well, there's other stuff that we considered talking about, like, for example, other design companies and their stories. And we also
do you remember your... Sorry, we keep cutting each other off. Do you remember your first band T-shirt? Did you ever wear band T-shirts?
So we're talking about band T-shirts. These are T-shirts with like some, you know, like an album cover or some artwork related to a band. My first band T-shirt, I do actually remember my first band T-shirt. It was bought for me by my uncle Nick, our uncle Nick.
Ah, of course.
So it was an Adam Ant T-shirt. I don't know if anyone knows who Adam Ant is. He was a pop star in the 80s who wore kind of like, you know, interesting clothes. He was sort of neo-romantic, a bit punk. Anyway, he was a pop star in the 80s. And I, for some reason, was a huge fan of Adam Ant when I was about 4 years old. And Uncle Nick bought me a T-shirt and it said, "I am an ant person" on it, which is an ant person, I think, is a fan of Adam Ant. So I had my own Adam Ant T-shirt. What about you?
Very cool. Well, I thought it was my Happy Mondays T-shirt when I was about 15. But actually, it was at the same time I had my Madness T-shirt when I was about 7. The pop band Madness, which most people will probably know. Or will they? I don't know. But I think you had to save up cereal boxes to get it.
Yeah.
It's like you have to save up like 8 Weetabix packets and then send it off with like £1.50
or cornflakes,
and you got a Madness T-shirt through. And it was Madness doing that kind of star formation thing they do.
There's 7 of them, and they would squat down in a group and put their arms up in the air, and it would look a bit like a star or something like that.
And it was one of them, and I was really proud of that T-shirt, and I wore it until it fell apart. I think just to wear it as often as possible.
Didn't you wear it until the logo, the print, sort of shrank or went all weird, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it was a transfer print, and the transfer kind of perished,
faded, and It perished, yeah. Eventually, yeah. Banned T-shirts. Do you think that banned T-shirts are cool or not cool?
They can be. I mean, they were certainly pretty popular in my day. I had Happy Mondays T-shirts and Sonic Youth T-shirts. Remember that? I stole my sister's boyfriend, Raymond Pettibon, one, which everyone had. Black Flag, they sell a lot of T-shirts, probably sell more T-shirts than they do records. There's a few bands like that. Motorhead probably sell more T-shirts than they do CDs.
Well, we were talking before about how there are certain T-shirts with band album covers or logos on the front, which seem to be everywhere and even worn by people who've got no idea about the music. So there's the Ramones T-shirt, which you see everywhere.
Yeah, right, I mean, just the it's white, not quite as big these days, but they keep coming and going. There's just the classics that just always seem to keep selling.
The Ramones T-shirt, the Nirvana "Smells Like Teen Spirit" album cover,
or the smiley face, the yellow smiley face with the crossed out eyes.
Right. Also, Motorhead, as you said before,
they must have sold more T-shirts than they did albums.
But it's when a T-shirt design becomes sort of beyond the actual music that it was related to, and the T-shirt becomes more famous than the music in a way. Hopefully that'll happen with Luke's English Podcast T-shirts. Actually, no, I hope. Hopefully it won't. Hopefully people will just be all. There'll be all these people in the world wearing Luke's English Podcast T-shirts, and everyone will be like, "My God, that T-shirt is fascinating. What is that?" And everyone will say, "Oh, it's Luke's English Podcast. You should listen to it." And then, pow, even more world domination than I had before. James, are you still there? I've lost him. I don't know where he's gone. But I think I think we're pretty much done here, you know, because we've been going for over an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay. Cool.
But anyway, what do you have? Do you have any sort of final words to say on the subject of T-shirts, the Luke's English Podcast merch stuff, and the design competition? Anything to add at the end?
Just knock it out of the park, guys. I want to see 110% effort on this one, which is clearly impossible. Just 90% effort would be good, actually.
Yeah, 90% effort would be great. I mean,
reserve the rest for breathing, eating, you know, staying alive generally. But if you can put in every effort for 3 hours, I'm sure we can win this competition and take home the glory.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Well, listen, James, thank you again for doing the designs and all that stuff and for talking to us about them. And we're looking forward to hearing what people have to say about the T-shirts. And also, listeners, send us your photos. If you buy some T-shirts, send us pictures of you wearing them, because that would be cool. I'll set up a little photo gallery on the page, and it'll be really cool to see Lepsters from around the world wearing the merchandise. I hope people actually buy these T-shirts now. We spent enough time working on it.
You should do a prize for the T-shirt worn in the most obscure place.
That's another competition for another time, and maybe the T-shirt competition. That's another one for another time, but for now we'll stick with this one. Okay, listeners, so in summary, Luke's English Podcast merch stores are available now. Go to teacherluke.co.uk/merch. If you use TeePublic, the TeePublic store, there is a sale which should last for a couple of weeks. So buy now to avoid disappointment. And also the Luke's English Podcast design competition. We're looking for cool T-shirt designs for the Luke's English Podcast merch store. So if you are a designer, send me something with the right specifications. And who knows, you might find your design on a T-shirt and you could get £80 in your bank account as a reward too. Okay. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. James, thanks for taking part.
Okay. No worries.
We'll speak to you soon, but for now, it's just time to say goodbye. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.